From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Stock markets around the world continue to rally today in response to yesterday's Fed cut in interest rates. And there's more good news today. The Labor Department says consumer prices actually fell in August, the first time in 10 months. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is here now. And John, has inflation disappeared from the economy?
Well, these are some pretty good numbers in the Consumer Price Index report. Energy prices dropped more than 3%. Food prices were up a bit, but much less than expected. And it puts inflation inside the targeted annual rate of 1 to 2% that Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says he's most comfortable with. And investors think that will give the Fed room to drop interest rates even more in the future, which means that optimists at least can find enough evidence that the worst of the housing problems are over with, and the U.S. economy will soon return to being the engine of economic growth that's kept the global economy going.
Well, John, then does it look like the Fed has, in one fell swoop by cutting interest rates by 50 basis points, saved the economy and avoided a recession?
Well, some are saying that, but it seems premature to most people. In fact, a new poll out this morning finds that one in three Americans expects a recession next year. It was only last week, remember, that we were talking about terrible employment, fewer jobs, stagnant salaries. Plus, today's inflation report does seem to fly in the face of $80 a barrel oil, record high prices for wheat and corn and other commodities. Yes, lower interest rates are a boost for struggling home buyers, more of whom are applying for mortgages, but there's still a huge oversupply. And just this morning, we learned that new housing starts are at a 12-year low. I checked in with forecaster Kenneth Boschman at Global Insight to find out what he expects for the U.S. economy, and he says a recession can be avoided.
And that's our belief now. We do have a sharp slowdown coming next year, but no what would be called an official recession by the NBER Recession Dating Committee.
And that NBER is the National Bureau of Economic Research. It's a group of eminent economists that officially tell us when we've been in a recession.
Okay, John, you were just talking about housing a moment ago. Is there any sign of recovery in that industry? You were just saying that there's too much supply right now.
Yes, but the Mortgage Bankers Association said this morning that applications for mortgages are up for the third straight week. That's especially refinancing because many of the adjustable rate mortgages are hitting their readjustments. Just, you know, they're going to have to pay higher interest rates. So we're not out of the woods yet, but lower home prices are helping people who are in the market for a new home. So, you know, they might be able to find some mortgages that they can afford.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.